Hello, folks, and welcome to another edition of the Dr. Mark Foster Show. The last time I addressed the subject of the Valley of Wonderment, here I will offer my own reflections on the Valley of True Poverty and Absolute Nothingness, or in Persianized Arabic, Faqr el-Haqiqi wa Fana, translated into Arabic as Al-Faqr el-Haqiqi wa Fana. In this tablet, which follows Valley of Wonderment, Baha'u'llah addresses a common Islamic and specifically Sufi theme of Fana. Marzia Gale, person who translated this tablet by Baha'u'llah, translated Fana as absolute nothingness. Literally, however, it can be translated as annihilation or extinction. The implication is that one's lower self, in Arabic nafs, which is a cognate with the biblical Hebrew word nefesh, dies. More specifically, al-nafs al-amara, which is the insistent self, dies, and one is elevated to a higher level where one recognizes one's true nature. That, in my view, is what fana is, the recognition of one's true or higher nature. It is, as I see it, a natural result of wonderment and recognizing the nature of this world as being the world of angels, that this world is really not our world. Our world is the world to come. Therefore, literally, we are nothing but dust. We are dust. We are living in a plane which is the shell of the world, the inner world of archangels, in preparation for entering into the great world beyond, or as it is frequently referred to in the Baha'i texts, the Abha Kingdom, the most glorious or all-glorious kingdom. Since one is really not at home in this world, then the best solution is to simply recognize that one is nothing. That is something, I think, which is the end product of maturity in this world, the recognition of one's absolute nothingness, that when one stands before God, seeing oneself as lower than the lowest, one can do no better than to bow one's head and testify to al-tawhid, unity, the unity of God, literally the unification or unifying nature of God, that God is the unification of all things, the innermost unity of all things. When one is living in Tawhid, which is the Valley of Unity, one becomes content, and then after one is content, one recognizes where one is in this world of angels, in the Valley of Wonderment, and then ultimately one goes beyond that and recognizes one's complete nothingness, that the only thing that will benefit the soul in this world is to testify to the complete dominion of God. And as Baha'u'llah said, as quoted in the book Prayers and Meditations of Baha'u'llah, Baha'u'llah said that he holdeth in his hand the immediate destinies of all created things. In the valley of true poverty and absolute nothingness, Baha'u'llah begins, this station is the dying from self and the living in God. The being poor in self and rich in the desired one. Poverty, as here referred to, signifieth being poor in the things of the created world, rich in the things of God's world. For when the true lover and devoted friend reacheth to the presence of the beloved, the sparkling beauty of the loved one and the fire of the lover's heart will kindle ablaze and burn away all veils and wrappings, yea, all he hath, from heart to skin, will be set aflame, so that nothing will remain save the friend. That's the end of the first paragraph of the English language translation of The Valley of True Poverty and Absolute Nothingness. The self is literally burned away, and one becomes extinct or annihilated to the things of this world, dead to the things of this world. Those who spend all their days focused on this world, living for the things of this world, will have simply wasted their lives. That is why I think that the people who are perhaps not as in touch with their true higher nature as God might will it, will find after their death that they have really wasted their lives. In a sense, perhaps, it would have been better had they never have been born at all. Living in this world is a blessing, but it can also be a curse. It is a blessing if one testifies to the unity of God, is content, stands in wonderment at the world of angels, and ultimately recognizes one's own nothingness before the face of God. It is a curse if one lives one's life thinking that this world is all that there is, and one dies and then recognizes how much one could have done more. Though in a sense, I suppose all of us will have that to a degree. My spiritual mother, Elizabeth Thomas, used to say that hell is the realization that one could have done more. And I think that is the condition, in a sense, that we will all recognize, but especially people who have literally passed their lives away with nothing else but satisfaction of their senses, making money, acquiring power, or believing that this world is really important when it's not. It's the importance of this world, I think, ultimately is recognizing its complete and total unimportance. If one does not recognize that, then one's fate is not going to be too blessed in the sight of God. Baha'u'llah continues in the Valley of True Poverty and Absolute Nothingness. He who hath attained this station is sanctified from all that pertaineth to the world. Wherefore, if those who have come to the sea of his presence are found to possess none of the limited things of this perishable world, whether it be outer wealth or personal opinions, it mattereth not. For whatever the creatures have is limited by their own limits, and whatever the true one hath is sanctified therefrom. This utterance must be deeply pondered, that its purport may be clear. Verily, the righteous shall drink a wine cup tempered at the camphor fountain, if the interpretation of camphor become known, the true intention will be evident. This state is that poverty of which it is said, "Poverty is my glory." And of inward and outward poverty there is many a stage and many a meaning, which I have not thought pertinent to mention here. Hence I have reserved these for another time, dependent on what God may desire and fate may seal. This is the plane whereon the vestiges of all things, in Arabic that's kolashe, are destroyed in the traveler, and on the horizon of eternity the divine face riseth out of the darkness, and the meaning of all on the earth shall pass away, but the face of thy Lord is made manifest. Until next time, this is Dr. Mark Foster. Have a good one.